Live from Third Coast Improv Festival 2023, audio-based content live podcast recording featuring your crazy man from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah. All we need to get going is two words from two different people, preferably. Two words, just words. Any words. Caterpillar? No. What?
Casino.
And somebody said something else? Arthritic.
Okay. Arthritic casino.
I love it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I guess we're back at it again, guys.
Yeah, well, I'm going to win this time. Today, I'm going to win.
I think you're going to win, but I don't think I stand a chance, Elmer.
Oh, Earl, come on. You gotta hold your chin up high.
My chin is lower than it's ever been before, Elmer.
Lift it up. Lift your damn chin up.
I'm trying really hard, but I don't think I can lift my chin up
anymore. Do you need me to lift it up for you?
Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you see the sky?
I see the sky.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Guys.
What?
I don't think this betting is a good idea.
What?
I agree. It's not a good idea.
We should have taken the underdog.
Elmer.
The underdog?
Sports betting.
Boys. It'll be okay. It's like your mother used to say, que sera, sera.
Mother did used to say that a lot, but I still don't fully understand what it means.
It means whatever will be. That's the next line of the song.
Yeah.
I don't know what song you're talking about, but I believe you.
The song's called Que Sera Sera.
Yeah.
Elmer, I just want to say, you're a great uncle, but you're constantly leading us astray.
Well,
yeah, okay, Uncle Elmer, this was a terrible idea. I've already...
Well, let's leave the casino. There's a big river that we're on. Maybe we can rent a boat.
Yeah.
Just see where the water takes us.
Maybe we can rent a boat, see where the water takes us. Hopefully it's to South America. I need to get away. I'm down 20K. I owe money to a lot of really bad people, Elmer. Please, we got to get out of here. We got to go quick. Please, God.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, there's a...
Oh. It's just...
What?
I have $20 in my pocket.
Oh. Please, can I?
We can parlay
that money.
Give it to your brother.
Okay, just
give him the $20.
Okay, just take it. Parlay it.
I now parlay
where you bet on.
No, I know what a parlay is.
Yeah, parlay it. Please, just parlay it.
I thought we wanted to leave. I thought you wanted to go.
No, now,
okay. We're addicted.
No, yeah,
we're addicted.
Uncle, you got us addicted. I can't stop now.
All right, then don't you dare parlay that $20. Put it in your pocket.
Yeah,
I
want to
see you put it in your pocket.
I'm getting a lot of conflicting messages here, but once again, I owe over 20K to a lot of bad people.
Earl.
They may or may not be involved with several or more mafias.
I don't know.
It gets really confusing because there's just a lot of moving parts, and they don't really
so
want you to
mafias.
See the main guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Were they European gentlemen?
Yes.
Are you sure they weren't Russian?
They were Russian, actually, for sure.
And then they're Asians.
I'm really not good at geography either. If I were good at geography, I wouldn't be trying to bet all my money. I'd be working in a geographical firm.
Of course.
Just take that $20 and let's just buy something.
Don't put it in your pocket. Save that money.
Yes.
That's your money. Save it.
Can I say something about putting money in pockets?
Please.
Something else that my mom always said after saying when she would say que sera, sera.
Okay.
She would say, money in a pocket will never grow.
Oh my God, Earl, I remember her saying that.
But
you're right. We have to bed it.
She tucked me into bed late at night, and I said, Mom, I want to be an astrophysicist. And she said, you are too freaking dumb for that. You need to come up with something different. Right?
Yeah. I was there.
We shared bunk beds together going up.
We're twins. You know that?
Yeah, of course I know that. I'm your uncle.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get out of this casino. I feel like this is a bad environment.
Yeah, it's a really bad environment. I'm getting really bad vibes right now.
Just follow me out the door.
Okay.
Walking behind you. Ding. There's some sort of invisible force pulling me back in. No, I'm walking
back. I gotta go back. No.
I feel it too. I feel it. Please.
No.
Please help.
Come on, please.
Parlay it. Please. Just parlay that money.
Just come with me.
Don't listen to him. Here you go. Don't listen to Uncle Elmer. Parlay the money. You have to.
All right, $20. Thank you. Bet's placed. Bet's final.
I would like to put it on parlay between the 20 biggest underdogs in the MLB right now to win the World Series.
Absolutely, sir.
Wow, I think in 12 months when the World Series happens, it's gonna really pay off. That's a good payoff.
Wait, do they not have World Series every day?
Oh no,
no, sir, no!
God damn it! I'm fucking up again.
Well, as long as we're here, I kind of want to place another bet too.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Okay, good. Do it.
I'd like to bet $50 on the local team.
$50 on the local team. Good.
Yes, I'd like to, show a little local enthusiasm. Try local restaurants, bet on local teams.
Yeah, the Nashville Predators. Perfect.
Sure, yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, here's your ticket.
Oh, thank you.
Let me get in on that.
You spent your
20. Please,
you
let me get in on that. Somebody give me some cash. You there, straight sir. Yes, okay. You, sir. Can I please have $500?
$500?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a lot of money.
Oh, Harold, dear, I don't think you should give this stranger $500.
I mean, it's so much money.
Is that your name? Is it Harold?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes.
Harold. My great-grandpa's name was that, which is a sign, and he died.
Harold, you were saying you were looking for a sign earlier today, and this is it.
I was looking for a sign. You think this is it?
This is the sign. I know it. I know I said don't do it earlier, but...
But I think I should do it now.
Yeah, I'm convinced now.
Your grandfather, your great-grandfather?
My great-grandfather, his name was Harold. One day he was walking around, and somebody asked him very kindly, and with no malice, for $500.
Really?
He did not give it.
He didn't.
And he... Got killed.
Died?
Oh,
well,
that sounds.
I don't want to die.
No, that sounds just like the situation, Harold.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
give him the money.
Okay.
Do it.
I got $485.
That'll work.
Okay, all right. Good going.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later.
Have
Bye.
A good one.
Good luck to you.
Guys, Uncle Elmer, Frank, I feel really bad about what I just did.
Oh, what did you just do?
Yeah,
I lied.
Who'd you lie to?
That man, his name was Harold. I told him a whole bunch of BS.
Oh, Earl, what?
I got $485
from
him.
Hey
Earl,
there.
No, you have to give that money back, Earl. You have to.
You think so?
Well, yeah. Well, you lied. Wait, you lied.
Minute. They're too far gone. I don't know where they went.
Oh, Harold, I'll be out of the bathroom in a minute. Yeah.
We should go to another room.
Oh, pardon me, sir. Pardon me. I found another $10 in my pocket.
Thank you.
Okay.
See ya.
wait, Earl. Let me catch up to you. You're running away so fast. Run noises.
Sorry for going so fast, guys. Yeah. I just had to get somewhere else because that environment was really just stressing me. So now we're deeper into the casino.
Oh, we're by the roulette table. Oh amazing.
Since we're here, $30 on black.
$495 on red.
All right, bet's final, and the spin. $13 red.
all of it on red again.
Bet's final, spin.
Come on, please.
$13 red.
On red again.
All right, bet's final. $00, sorry.
Oh.
Was that everything? Did you just keep...
That was...
Putting all your money?
What'd you say?
Did you just... Was that everything you had?
Earl, that was it.
You could have walked away. You had $1,600 on the table at one point.
You could have parlayed all that money and made like $100,000.
Can I?
Or just walk away.
Can I go?
We're addicted now, Uncle. Okay, there's no going back.
You're right.
I get what I redo. Can I get a redo?
Hey, I'm the pit boss. I heard that somebody here need a redo.
Yes, sir.
We don't usually do this, but you look like a good-looking young gentleman who is respectable and would never lie to anyone. And you know what? Roulette guy, give him a redo.
Thank you, Mr. Boss.
Just this once.
Okay. All on red.
So the last bet, so $1,600 on red?
Yes.
Okay. 13 red.
All again on red.
Now, wait a minute, Earl. Are you sure about this?
Please, Earl, I beg you. Just take the money. Please, Earl.
You have
okay,
over
everyone. Give me one second to think.
Okay. I think this is a good time to...
Can you please stop talking? Can we all be quiet? Okay. Can we just be quiet for one freaking second and I'll take a breath and be quiet?
Me and Uncle Omar, we'll go over here.
Yeah, we'll just go over here. I'm really worried right now.
Yeah, he's never been like this, and this is, like, really worrying to me.
All on red, sir!
All right. See, bet's final. Double zero. Sorry, sir.
Hey, it's me, the pit boss again. I was watching. I can't let that happen. Double zero, It should be illegal in casinos. That's my personal belief. And so I'm going to let that one slide. So go ahead. Take that money back.
Thank you, Mr. Boss. Yeah. You are really giving me two solid ones, so I owe you big time. Here's how I'm going to repay you. All on red again.
All right. That's final. 23 red.
All on red again.
Earl, please.
Roulette guy, please pause. Don't spin it for a while. Can we just have a quick talk with my brother? Please.
Okay. I've never been thinking more clearly than right now, boys.
Clearly that's not true. Clearly that's not true.
I'm worried. You have over $7,000 now.
Yeah.
And if you just walk away, I tell you what, I'll pay the rest of that $10,000.
Let him, please. Please let him, because you keep betting on red. It's a terrible strategy. You literally have the worst betting strategy I've ever seen. It's our first day in the casino, and you've already managed to have the worst strategy in the world.
Okay.
If you just walk away right now, this can all be over.
I hear you both.
I'm begging you, please.
Okay. Please don't do this.
Please.
Now, me and your brother, we're going to give you privacy to make this decision as an independent man.
Okay.
Okay, you are a grown man. So we'll go over here for a minute. But we want you to come over here with us with those chips in hand.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Uncle Elmer, this has really been an eye-opening trip to the casino. This is really fun.
This was a big mistake. I'm so sorry, boys.
I feel like we're learning a lot. These are life lessons that we couldn't learn in other places, and I think this is really big.
It's true.
Like, we were homeschooled, so we didn't really get a lot of like outside world experience. So this is like,
I always disagreed with your parents for homeschooling you boys.
Yeah, prom was weird.
Me and your brother weren't homeschooled. I don't know why he ever agreed to that. We went to public school.
Yeah.
Socialized us. Taught us to be men of the people.
Did you ever get your ass kicked at school, Uncle Elmer?
Yes. Many times.
Okay. I'll say that I preferred homeschool.
Do you have the chips?
Yes, the chips are all in my pocket right now.
Thank you so much, Earl.
Let's go cash those
please,
chips out.
Please, Earl. Okay. Oh, Earl, stop going back towards the roulette table.
Hold on.
Earl, where are you going?
Hold on.
Earl, what are you doing?
Stop. Please, don't.
Okay, I'm coming back.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me just say what I need to say.
Okay, please.
I hear what you're both saying.
Uh-huh.
My betting strategy isn't the best betting strategy
it's
in the world.
It's not a strategy
it's the worst. Yeah, you're just saying red.
Yeah.
You're just picking your favorite color. It's not...
You just like red more than black.
Yeah. If you like blue, you wouldn't be able to play roulette.
That's a really good read. I'll be honest. Now, what I'll say is I know that I don't have the best strategy.
No.
But Have you guys ever seen, like, a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, numerous.
In a movie, they don't say, have the best strategy. They say, lead with your heart, and anybody can cook.
Are you sure that wasn't a cookbook?
What?
That wasn't a cookbook?
It might have been.
Okay.
Okay.
But all I need to know for myself is that if my heart tells me to do something, Uncle Elmer, I'll be freaking damned if I don't go ahead and just do it. And that's why I'm doing this now.
Earl.
I'll have it on red.
All right, bet's closed. 13 red.
Midas touch. You're all on red again, baby.
No, please.
Hey, it's the pit boss. I can't let you do that.
Oh, thank God,
it's,
sir.
Thank God. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to step in like I've been doing. That's not really my job as the pit boss. But I can't let you do that. I heard what you were saying earlier about being down all that money.
Yeah.
And so I'm closing this table.
Thank you.
Close this table. Go ahead. Go on break.
Thank you.
Sir, I'm going to talk to you as the pit boss right now.
Okay, talk to me, you. Mr. Boss. I don't know what I did wrong except for have a great time in your fine establishment.
Yeah, we're very sensitive to mob topics here at the casino. You know, we used to be run by the mob, and we feel what you're going through.
You used to be run by the mob?
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah, the mob used to own this casino.
This casino?
Yes, this very casino.
Oh,
you thought Vinny's was not owned by the mob?
I thought this was a good Christian casino.
Mr. Boss.
Yes.
When I used to deliver mail, I used to deliver mail to a law firm, and one time I got a parking ticket, and they made it all go away. Isn't this kind of the same thing, where you could make all my debt to the Russian mafia go away?
Well, you can make all your debt to the
Russian
mafia.
Yeah, you literally have the money now, sir.
But I want to keep the money for myself!
Please walk away!
$15,000. You can keep $5,000 for yourself.
Yeah. As the pit boss again, I'm going to say, no more. You can't bet anymore. I'm taking that away from you.
Well, then what am I supposed to do in all of my free time? I am unemployed.
Come work for me. Come work for me, Earl.
I'm going to walk away now as a pit boss. Bye.
Uncle Elmer.
Thank you so much, pit boss.
Uncle Elmer.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. What? I think that working for you would be the stinking pits.
Just because I work in a stinking pit.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean that it would be the stinking
pit. The sulfur pit would be cool to work in.
It is cool to work in.
The sulfur pit would be awesome.
Have you seen sulfur? It's cool looking.
It's yellow sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
I have brittle, dainty hands and feet.
You can do it, Earl. You're a strong man. And if you just believe in yourself and apply yourself, you can do this. You can work for me in the sulfur mines.
Please, Earl, go to work, please. Please, go work in the sulfur mine. Make this go pay off your debts. Okay, we're twins, so what if they kill me by accident?
What are you doing for work these days, Roger?
Oh, I'm homeworked.
Hypocrite.
I work at my home for my mom at the school.
Hypocrite.
Oh, did she pay you or?
She feeds room and board.
Why don't you come work for me too?
Oh my God, I would love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, go.
A stinky pit. I can't think of anything better than a stinky pit. Please.
Sure. You can't think of anything better than a stinky pit? You can't think of anything better?
I haven't left the house much.
What could be better?
I don't know. A park?
What?
I don't know. Like a public park with benches and a fountain? That sounds nice.
What,
I don't know.
What work would you do there?
Yeah,
I don't
do
know.
Do there?
Dilly-dallying, feeding the birds?
Who pays you to dilly-dally?
I don't know.
Nobody pays you
to
feed birds.
I'm just saying it would be a nice thing to do.
Why don't you say zoo if you want to feed birds?
Because the birds at the zoo are bigger and more ferocious.
True.
Not all of them. Most of them.
Most of them.
Most of them.
Pretty much all of them.
Well, not the
not
kiwi.
All,
but
not
the
kiwi.
Birds
the kiwis
are very
small,
small,
but the emus.
Those are big.
If I ever saw an emu, I think I'd probably just freaking shit myself right there.
Oh my God.
What? We don't go to the zoo because of that.
Oh, well, don't.
We can't watch nature docs. We can't go to the zoo.
Yeah, Mom used to take us to the zoo, and I was constantly pooping my pants, which was normal until I was about 4. By the time I was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, we said, there's a real problem going on here.
That is a problem.
We found the pattern, and we cut it out. This is sort of like the casino. We're seeing a pattern again, and we have to cut it out. Yeah. Cut it out.
I have not shit my pants tonight, if you are wondering.
Good.
Good.
Should we?
I am lying. I absolutely have.
Earl. Well, change your pants.
Yeah. You have all this money now. Just buy new pants.
Buy new pants. And then
Vinny brand pants.
We'll go to the sulfur mine.
Yeah. And we'll get real jobs and we'll.
Yeah.
If you think that that's what's best for me.
It is. I do. I think that's what's best for you. I think a good hard day's work would do you some good. Okay. Give you some focus in life.
Yeah. Or you come work at the school with me.
I'm going to go.
Come work at the school with me and Mom.
No, don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it pays.
I'm going to go.
Room and board. What more do you need? You know, our little sister's going through the program right now. And
I don't
want to
hear about her.
To our family.
I don't want to hear about Jane.
How is Jane?
Not good.
No?
No. She's not doing well in her classes. Her studies are bad. And
Mom just loves her so much. Because she's not over $20,000 in debt to the Russian mafia. Shut up.
Wait, you... Well, oh, I thought... Oh, so you called your mother today?
Yeah, I talk to my mom every day, even though she's just mean to me on the phone.
Oh.
I call her and she says things like, oh, Jane is so nice. Jane's so fun to be around. Even though Jane's doing bad at school, at least she's not over $20,000 in debt to the Russian mafia.
Yeah, Mom brings that up a lot. She said she's going to sell our bunk bed if we don't pay this off. And if I don't have a bunk bed, what are we going to do? Well, sleep on the floor?
Well, you guys could come stay with me.
You have bunk beds?
Well, no, but I got 2 couch beds.
Whoa, 2 couch beds?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had one's older than the other significantly.
Dibs on the newer one. Sorry.
I prefer something broken in, so that's fine with me.
Oh, good. Well, okay.
Good. So we'll come good. Live with you.
And work in the sulfur mine.
Yeah, and work in the sulfur mine.
Fantastic.
If one more person says something about the sulfur mine, I'm gonna blow my top!
Sounds like you already did.
All on red!
Bet's closed.
Please.
00. Lost.
Earl, you ruined it. The pit boss is on break. He'll never... I saw him leave. He's not going to come and undo this one.
He didn't talk to that roulette guy.
Yeah, it's a separate roulette table. They didn't close down. Why are you whisper yelling?
Because I'm upset, but I don't want to cause another scene.
Son, everyone's already looking at you.
Oh, darn it. I need to call my mom. Hello? Hi, Mom. I need you to comfort me. I need
come there. Come where?
I need you to comfort me, please.
Comfort you? Oh, honey, what's wrong?
Well, you see, I'm over here at the
your
casino.
Dad? Worried about your dad? Oh, they're dead. They're $20,000.
Yeah. Oh, and, well, I just lost
that's a... very stupid thing you did.
Okay, do you know what comforting means?
Yes, honey, I'm sorry. I thought my tone of voice was comforting enough.
I feel like Uncle Elmer and Brother Frank are giving me such bad advice.
What kind of advice are they giving you, honey?
Stop betting it all on red. Or
oh,
like...
but red is such a nice color.
Tell me about it, Mom.
If I was going to bet on a color, I would bet on red.
This is the nicest you've ever been to me.
Yes. What does this mean? What does this have to do with betting on red? Well, is this about an election?
I had several thousand dollars, and I bet them all on red.
Okay.
And then it lost.
Oh. Oh, baby, that's very foolish.
Ring, ring. Oh, it's your call waiting. Ring, ring.
I'm getting another call. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, hello?
It's me, your other son that hasn't been named.
Oh, Roger, we did name you.
Oh, it...
Several times.
Oh, I must have missed that.
No, it's okay.
I was so worried. My brother's being ridiculous right now.
Oh, what's he doing? Betting all his money on
He's
red?
He's betting all his money on red and
it
losing.
It is a nice color, though, you have to admit.
It's my favorite color.
It's your favorite color,
yeah.
too? Good.
We all think it's such a lovely color.
Okay.
But we need you to come pick us up.
Pick you up right now?
Please, because if you don't, I'm afraid that he's gonna get more money and then bet. We're at Vinny's Casino down by the river. Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me, Harold, come back. I have another inquiry for you.
All right, Mom, I gotta go. Bye.
Hey, Harold.
Yes, hello.
I think that the $495 you gave me was counterfeit, and so I need another.
Oh, no.
Harold, honey. You just
That's
got that
terrible.
Money.
From yeah, I got that here in the casino.
Yeah, I can't believe they're giving out counterfeit money. Give $500 more and give them real money.
They used to be owned by the mob.
Oh, they're probably laundering money. They're probably counterfeiting
it
back.
It is. I bet it's counterfeit money.
Here, we'll go to that ATM over there and
okay,
get $500 more.
Right, the ATM, that'll be good.
It's our sign of the day.
It is our sign.
Please.
Oh, Harold, do 600.
Oh, yes.
Give him more.
You're right.
Please. Oh, thank you so much. This is life-changing money for me.
Oh. All right, son, here you go.
Thank you so much.
$600. Bless you.
Yeah, bless you. Be good.
I love you guys.
Oh, and we love you.
Oh, my God.
Let me kiss you on the cheek.
Oh, please. Kiss us on
the
cheek. Allow us to kiss you on the cheek.
Yeah,
too.
Okay. Wow.
You know what? I really like you. You should come live with us.
Yes, please.
Can we adopt you?
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Can you pay me a lot of money to live with you?
Like an allowance?
Yes.
Oh, I would
love
that.
We have so
son.
Much extra money from Social Security.
I know,
we could
we
definitely
never had children.
Month to month on Social Security, we could definitely cover this.
Yes.
This is amazing. You guys have the most beautiful house. Thank you for taking me here.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, this will be your bedroom.
This is the oldest couch bed I've ever seen.
It's well worn.
Yes,
all of our children
worn.
And grandchildren have lived on it mm-hmm. at one point. Now
and
they're all gone.
You'll have your own bathroom here.
I've never had my own bathroom before.
Oh,
honey.
Take a look at it. If you don't care for this shower curtain, I'd be happy to get you a new one.
Can I call you guys Mom and Dad?
Yes.
Oh, wow, yes.
Please.
Please, that's been my dream my whole life.
Mom, Dad, can I ask you a really important question?
Anything.
Yes.
Okay. If I were over $20,000 in debt to the Russian Mafia,
uh-huh.
would you, hypothetically, comfort me or judge me?
I would probably take out a hit on the head of the Russian Mafia.
Yeah, we have plenty of money to take out hits, so we can probably just pay to have him taken out.
Yes, I would.
What do you need, $100,000 for a hitman?
Yes, what do you guys do for a living?
Well, we're independently wealthy. As
yeah, we're
say.
Importer-exporters.
Yes.
If that's a euphemism for something, I do not know what it is.
Yeah, that's good. It's better
good,
that you don't know.
Good.
If you're connected financially to us.
Yes.
But yeah, we have plenty of money.
Yes. Do you need us to take out a hit on someone?
Yes.
Harold, go to like 100 ATMs and take out $750 at each one, the limit.
You got
and then,
it.
And then come back.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. Do you like Pop-Tarts?
I love Pop-Tarts.
I'll go get some. I'll leave you in this house all by yourself.
Okay, I'm gonna call my mom real quick. Beep boop beep beep boop beep beep boop beep boop.
Hello?
Mom?
Yes, hello.
We're
dear.
Done. Click.
What?